Hello and welcome back to Mileage Airways. This is your captain speaking, Katalem. The time is 7:41 p.m. on the 10th of February 2024. And today we'll be flying through mile 45 with a very special co-pilot. It's going to be his fourth time flying with us. And is none other than the great Sato Idike. Talk to me, brother.
I call you the legend, Katalem.
I'm introducing you. You're not introducing me.
I'm just emphasizing that it's the thing that we do when we call each other on the phone these days. But yeah, man, it's good to be here. Four times now.
Yeah, bro.
You see me on that leaderboard.
Yeah, that's. I think you're the one with the most episodes now.
Four.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I better be, otherwise we're doing like five recordings.
Well, we're doing another one anyway. So yeah, man. So we're here with the great EDK. Like I said, we're going to be talking about his journey, man. It's going to be a little bit emotional. So fasten your seatbelts and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Okay, my brother. First of all, how are you, man?
Today, I am not as emotional as I was, but I think all in all, considering this is the end of what has been a very interesting and crazy and heartfelt week, I think today I'm content, I'm at peace. You know when they say you're overwhelmed and you're underwhelmed? Today,
yeah, I'm just whelmed.
I'm whelmed.
Do you know, this proves that you're actually a frequent flyer on Mileage, because when I ask people how are you, I never want to just hear fine.
Oh,
I like to hear a very detailed answer, and that's what you just gave. Obviously. So I want to give you an exclusive on this pod now.
Hit me.
I know you've never really asked me why I call you, maybe like when I call you on the phone, and I'm just like, the greatest.
Yeah.
You've never really asked. Let me give you the backstory. So I think about a month ago, my mom called me and she just said, bold and fearless. And I was like, what is this woman up to? She's always up to something. And then I realized that every time she calls me, she's always saying, bold and fearless legend, bold and fearless legend. Yeah. And one day I just asked her, why do you call me bold and fearless? And she was like, she was just thinking about attributes. Like, she was on Google and she was thinking about attributes that fit me. And then she just typed bold or fearless, and then she saw a picture of a lion, and then she just felt like a white lion or so, and she just felt like that matched my personality, so she just started calling me that. So I was like, and there's an effect that gives me whenever she calls me and she says bold and fearless. There's something it does to me. So I was like, I need to do this with my people.
Yeah.
So you are the first person I actually decided to do something like that with. So I was just thinking about it. What word can I use to describe you? I was like, the greatest. And when I say the greatest personality, I always add personality beside.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
But it was just the first name that came to my head. So that's why I started calling you the greatest.
Yeah, trust your mom too, because like when you dip it, your logo for font is a lion.
Exactly. Lion. So exactly.
She born you.
Yeah. So now that you said how you are, let me just quickly say how I am. I'm good. I'm great. See me answering the
cliche.
Katalem, how are you? Really? Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I think the last time I answered this question, I said I'm doing better than I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm still going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think now I actually should be doing good, because that was a while ago.
True that.
You know, so true. I'm whelmed, as you say.
I've seen it too. I've seen like in just terms of how you're moving now, you're a bit lighter. You know, going to the gym, I think, helps. Yeah, I've seen definitely. Like your insane discipline with that. Because you go to the gym like twice a day. That's ridiculous. This is a guy who was under house arrest because he bad knee for over a month. So
I need to give you flowers for that, but I'll do that in the next
episode. But just to see you back at it, back on the grind, footy, everything. I love to see it, my guy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. So I want us to just dive straight into what we want to talk about, linking it to you being the greatest personality. So you will be leaving Sound City.
I have left.
You have left Sound City. I don't know.
This moment,
I'm not used to it yet. I'm not used to the fact that
at this moment I've turned in my ID card and etc. So I'm out.
How does that feel, bro?
So at the time when I was pretty certain that I wanted to exit, I didn't know when I was going to leave. I'll be very honest with you. But I knew I didn't want to go past Q1, right? Because Q1 would essentially make it, so at the end of Q1, it would be officially 6 years since I moved to Abuja for Sound City. But obviously, it would be closer to 7 since I joined the brand, because I joined in Lagos in 2017, right? But I just thought Q1 was a really nice, simple way to go and start something new, take on a new challenge, and maybe try out new stuff, right? So in my head, like, I think maybe at the top of 2023, I'd said that I really only had one more year to give this gig, right? To be at this particular point in my life, because I feel like what we created for What's Up ABJ, the show that I primarily host on Sound City Abuja, I think a lot of what we created peaked in 2022. And it seems like such a distant time because this is 2024. But you see, and I say we because while a lot of the driving forces come from me, I've had a ton of help, from interns who have essentially acted as content producers for the show, even while training, from colleagues who have come on the show and added their flavor and built a following, from mentors who listen to the show and give me ideas and so on. So it's really been a community effort. I've just been the R head, yeah. And I know that at the start of 2022, I was like, I launched all these new bits on the show, and I was just like, I don't know that there's any show as rich, fast-paced, entertaining, and that just gets the
Facts,
audience
bro.
on anywhere on Nigerian radio, right? In the format that I do radio. And I was really proud of where the show was in 2022. So that by the end of the year, in December, which I usually take stock around my birthday as well, I was like, what am I going to do next year in this medium that I haven't yet done? Right? Because every cycle I meant to start, I'd completed. And the only cycle that was left was, oh, I hadn't actually done a lot of off air things. I'd hosted a ton of gigs a few times, but I hadn't been consistent with it. So I remember you and I used to speak, and you said, like, oh, we should create content around this, around that. And I thought, right, I prayed. I'll be honest, I remember I prayed for more opportunities to be on more stages. And you see, God doesn't answer your prayer in bite sizes. He just floods you if you're diligent, right? So I ended 2023 was a lot of that, right? And I remember I barely changed anything on the show in 2023. And it was still pretty successful. So what it was for me was it was a year of consolidation, right? So consolidated on what we've built. Because look, man, if you keep building and building, you can't tower of Babel and then the Holy Spirit will strike it down. I'm joking. But essentially, like, if you have a start point, you should have where you're going to roof this thing. And I think 2022 was when I put the roof on the show. And 2023 was when I, like, consolidated it so that it has an identity, has a definite sound, has a definite pace. And one of the things I've always enjoyed in my medium is that when I'm creating for sustainability, so that, when I leave or when I'm removed from it, from system, yes, I'm a very integral part of it, but it doesn't die or wither away. If somebody with some decent competence comes in, they're able to, like, continue and then build around what I've built. If they want to tear it down, shall there's a great foundation for people to work on. Essentially, that's what I figured out. And then I thought, 2024, I don't have anything that excites me anymore, in all honesty, on the show at least. And I was showing up. But the thing is, I consolidated. So what do you do after consolidation, really? There comes a time where you do have to exit. I think it's leaving things is very tough for me and all through my life. But I think this is one of the easier times I've had. And I don't know, I can't really pinpoint why, bro, but I was just like, I've done everything I needed to do. And when I wanted more opportunities outside of this to challenge me and to excite me, God provided it. So why am I sitting around and not taking them on? So yeah, that's just where this is at the
Yeah.
moment.
So before we recorded this episode,
Yeah.
I wrote out a whole mind map. But
Yeah.
I realized that I usually do that before episodes.
Yeah.
But I realized that when the episode actually starts, because I'm actually so into the conversation,
Yeah.
I
Of
just because of my curiosity, I just ask questions that I actually want to ask.
course,
So
of course.
yeah, let's let go of
The
let's
momentum is
let go of the
gone.
mind map.
Okay.
So. So, any someone listening to this now may not know who you are, right? So, because me, I was thinking about it from an angle of we started this pod coming from an angle of someone who already knows you.
Oh, good.
So now I want you to talk about yourself to someone who's listening, who may not actually know you, and talk about how that ties to Sound City.
Okay, great. So, my name is EDK, as you know now, because you've seen the title of the podcast. I'm an audio storyteller. I like the audio mediums, that's radio, that's podcasts, that's even TV, but like I'm very keen on how things sound and how people say things. And I believe I'm gifted in storytelling, and I've used my gifts and my experience over the years to tell compelling stories, entertain, educate, inform, but also like impact and move people. I've worked in radio primarily for over 11 years. Right, so this is my 12th year working in radio. Obviously, I've also worked on stage and done other things. Right, today is Saturday, the 10th of February. I now realize I'm a pretty big deal.
You're just realizing, come on, man.
No, I mean, I can say it, right? So yeah, if you don't know me, you probably should, because it's about to, considering things I'm about to do next, yeah, it's about, I just say that meme, prepare to be sick of me. No, but really, essentially that, I tell stories via audio, I consume stories via audio, I encourage people who are audio storytellers to go for it as well. And one of the parts of my journey in life is really to just raise a tribe of the best media talents. I think that's my main gig. So I'm very heavy on mentorship. I don't usually call it mentorship, except when the people who I mentor call me that, right? But essentially, that's what I do. I mentor a lot of people. I'm not in the typical, I'm an older person, therefore, and this is like literally my mates. And it comes with sharing knowledge, sharing resources, being there for them when they have questions, life, career, and so on. I realize that it's not like a formal thing. It's just a thing that I've ended up being for a lot of people. So I've then invested a lot of time and energy in finding exciting, new, talented people who I think are on the right path, and I'm able to like fast track their progress because then they can lean into my experience, right? So you take, and it's not a very long time really, but if you take 11 years of something and I can condense it in like months for you, what it took me years to learn, it's faster for you. And I guess that gets the small stuff, if you like, out of the way, and then you can go and build and then find the things that bigger and challenge you, and then you can get better and learn on those things. So that's really where my goal is now.
Yeah, and that actually sounds like you believe in yourself a lot. Yeah. And you believe in the things you're doing. Mm. But with everyone, or with every creative, or with anyone doing something impactful or meaningful, there has to be some times where you must have felt like, bruh, what exactly am I doing? Maybe you felt some form of doubts. Has that ever been a thing for you?
Yeah, in the early days, bro. This is not a path that I wanted to take. And, you know, I don't want to brag again, Shah.
Oh, boy, brag. Now, my lead, brag,
as
bro.
As the guy who took the first mile with Cat Lev on this.
Come on,
I
come
want
on.
You to go back to mile one.
Come on.
You're going to hear a bit of the reason why actually. I got into radio. So it wasn't like a path that I intended to do. It just happened. And I then realized, I had a gift and so on. But There were periods of self-doubt because, okay, there were times I didn't feel quite qualified. There were times where I feel that there are people with better experiences or people who I felt were. I don't ever think that anybody's better than I am, you know. And I don't mean that in terms of competence. It's just never, I never compare myself.
Yeah.
If you like. So therefore, I can't say that XY person is better than at this job. It's a very creative job. Therefore, the things I can do, very few people can match up to it.
Say less.
The things that certain people can do, I can't even dare, right? So I usually don't compare. When people ask me, people say things like, they mean it well. Oh, you're the best presenter I've heard, or you're the best presenter in Abuja, you're the best presenter XYZ. It's a great compliment, but I never let it touch me because I genuinely believe that my work is incomparable, right? So you can't take my work and say this work, it just doesn't work that way in my head, in the way that I live. So I would rather collaborate than compete. If anybody was going to compete, I'd probably, you know, annihilate them. Joking. Or not. But what I'm saying essentially is that the periods of self-doubt came very early on in my career, and but they didn't last long. You know, I think I've been lucky to work with some of the best bosses and mentors, and they reinforced the positives that I was doing. You know, even when I fucked up royally, nobody ever like held it over my head, and it never took root, if you like, right? So I was quick to shake things off. And early on, and I encourage people to do this, make your mistakes. Even if you've done something for 12 years, you can still make more mistakes. But when you make mistakes, they should never take root in you. And it's a thing that even when I'm training new talent, I'm always like, and they beat themselves up for making mistakes. I'm like, did you really think you'd be perfect with X amount? It's not logical. Of course you're going to fuck up. It's what you do after fucking up. And this is so cliche. This is what all the motivational speakers say, and they sell books. Because it's actually just very simple. Yeah, it's a simple truth.
True.
No machine has 100% efficiency. Therefore, there'll be times where you flop. And it's how you then fix up and ensure that you continue to maintain. So when you fix up, you've learned how to avoid mistakes. And that's maintenance. And you keep doing that, you keep doing that, you keep getting better, right? And with every level you attain, there'll be a slight slip. You fix up, move on. It allows you to climb up, right? So with that, I can say that it's been a while since I really made a royal. I really had that period of what am I doing with my life? I think I figured that out a long time ago. I'm very content with my pace in life. I think we've shared this before.
Yeah.
So I'm very comfortable with that. So doubt, yes, very early on, but recently, no, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I want to piggyback on not being qualified. So I have a friend. I believe in this girl so much. She's, if I say what she does, people might clock it. But there's something she's doing, right? And I believe from just having conversations with her, she's in the coaching sector. Yeah.
Good.
I believe from just having conversations.
Oh, I know her, actually.
You know her. You see what I'm saying?
Because I follow her on Instagram. I think she does really good work. Actually, I really think she does good work.
So I believe in this girl a lot, right? But she thinks that she's not qualified enough. Mm. Obviously, like with things like that, you need certain kind of qualifications to be accepted into certain spaces.
Yes.
But I feel that she can be, like, she can go toe-to-toe with anyone just from experiencing her do her work, right? Mm. What would you say to her?
Yeah.
Basically.
You have to step outside yourself for a bit, and you have to genuinely look at the kind of feedback you're getting and the kind of impact you're making. I didn't go to radio school. I didn't study anything really into media at base level. But in the last few years, off of doing and off of knowing that I had to learn other things. So she's not like just doing what she's doing and not learning about it. She just hasn't written exams that say you're not qualified to do anything.
Exactly.
But the thing is, you have the knowledge. The qualification at the end of the day is a piece of paper. So you know what I mean? If you have the knowledge and you have the gifts, right, and you can see the real-time impact of your work, why are you seeking acceptance into certain spaces when you're essentially blazing your own trail, right? And I believe that as humans, it's very okay to be comfortable in blazing your own trail.
Yeah, but there's a problem there as well, because blazing your own trail, you're alone.
Good.
Right, so there's no template to follow.
Good. I'll give you an example with myself. I've sat myself last 1 week to really see what I've done. This is the most I've spent at any job, right? Done nearly 7 years at Sound City. That's a good portion of my 11-year career. When we set out, so I'm a, in Nigeria, I'll call them OAPs. I'm an OAP on the surface. It's what I am. But you will not listen to
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, but you will not listen to a show that I have done. Like I said, that's the thing I said about being incomparable, right? You have to be comfortable in that. And it's not, and I really want, and I know people who listen to Mileage are very discerning. So this is not me bragging.
I'm really intent on you seeing it.
But this is a thing where I've lived in this city, for example. I've done radio in this city, for example. And I love and respect other people who do the jobs like me. But I've really ever intently, continuously listened to all of them. There are a few people that I've listened to over time that I've really liked and I enjoyed, right? And I've picked them up whenever I could. But practically, everyone who does my format knows who I am. They've listened to me. Fuck, they could have even used my show as like game
in their stations to try to like game out what exactly the fuck we're doing where I am, right? While I'm literally just facing front and do my own thing, I'm blazing a trail that people are using to get better. It's no disrespect. Some of these people have more years on me, right? Some of these people probably are better qualified on paper than I am. But I have become the template for them to do what they do. But what it does, and this is the beauty of it, is because I'm not doing this thing from a mindset of competition, but from a mindset of just elevating what we're doing as a collective, the listening experience of the city has gotten better. It doesn't matter if you're listening to my station or the other person's station, just because they know that there's somebody who has shown the audience that you can't just do lax shit. You can't just be mediocre. Everybody's raised their game and the whole market is better for it. And that's the important thing. So when you're blazing a trail in the way that you are, it's lonely as fuck because the people I didn't have to look out to are not in any way close around me, right? And I have to like seek experience from this. It's a lot of hard work. It's not easy work. It's a lot of, people wake up early, but I know that I wake up early in the way that I am and start my day super early and get energy. I'm not doing that so that I will just be the average person. It's too much hours, too many hours. It's too much work, bro. There's the amount of work you can put and you can be chilled. I put in way too much for that. And therefore, I know that, you know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you don't have all these extra shit you think you should have, if you feel you're gifted, you feel it, and you're learning, oh, not if you're sitting down, you're not evolving, you're not learning. Give yourself 5-6 years, man. Look back.
Patience.
Chances are you'll be very proud of what you've done. And that will spur you to do even better, is what I believe.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I've told you this a lot of times, that you change the game. You know, I remember when I used to listen to the morning show a lot with my sister when I used to do school runs for her. I was like, this guy is different, you know. But then when I now eventually met you and got to know you, and then I saw, you know, the other sides to you, you know, with, in terms of hosting and just the uniqueness of the show itself, you know, that was something that was, I had never seen anyone do it like that. Maybe just one person did it a bit similar, but that was when I was in primary school in Port Harcourt. Mm. There was this babe, Yo Pram Pam, that's her name. I don't know how it's pronounced, but that's how she used to say it. Yeah. But I always told you that, or I always tell you that you, what you're bringing to the game is very different. So now I want to tie this to impact.
Yeah.
You showed me a video of after you had announced that you were leaving, you showed me a video of someone.
Yeah.
Someone sent you a video of them crying.
Yeah.
You know?
That was wild.
And this impact is something I've tried to get you to see. Mm. I know you see it. I know I see it. I know people around you see it. But I genuinely believe that there's a lot more impact that you have in Abuja that you don't even know about. So first of all, I want to get your perspective on the impact you think you've had so far in any way you want to describe it, whether it's impact down to the kids, you know, down to your friends, down to, like you said, elevating the radio space.
Yeah, I think essentially that's really what has really is the impact of that I'm most pleased about, that nobody can just go on air now and just yarn shit and expect listeners to take it. Listeners, they know better. And I think the beauty about a city like Abuja is a very intelligent audience, right? So they can tell when don't know the shit what you're talking about. I remember this was years ago. I was playing the capital quiz. Was it the capital quiz or the TGIF quiz then? This person, I'm telling you, and there are people like that on there, they will never engage or never do anything. I'd ask a question about which area in Abuja, which popular area in Abuja would you find the legislative courses? I'll never forget this interaction. This is probably, I'm thinking 2020 or 2019, so it's a long time ago. And the person had gotten the answer wrong, and the person had said Garki or some other place. And was it area? I've forgotten. I can't remember how I phrased this question. I'll have to check my prep because I still have the prep. But essentially, I said area, and the person called it district. Right? And, oh, no, no, no. Thank you. I said, which district would you find something?
And the person called an area in that district. Person called me, called the exact place. And I was like, no, I was looking for the district. So if you say, for example, which district would you find, which, if I say which district would you find, I don't know, I'm looking, the farmers markets, right, that is very popular, and you tell me the name of the streets, I'm going to mark you wrong because I'm looking for Metama and not the street, right? And the person had called, and I got, and then somebody called and was like, oh no. I was like, no, no, I said districts. They said, oh, smoke, I didn't hear you. So basically, I clarified what the question was. And because when I was writing out the question at 4 a.m, I thought about the possibility of that happening. I was very careful to craft it in that way. So that when what I expected would happen, happened, and this person actually told me, the person could have said in his head, oh, this guy doesn't know the shit. And then I clarified, I was like, I always listen to your quizzes. I don't listen to anything on your show, just the quizzes. Well done. Do you get what I mean? Mm. I think just elevating that level of professionalism in the space here has just been a joy for me. But any station I listen to in Abuja, they have some of the most talented and just young people right now. I have favorites. I have people like I root for. And every time I see everybody outside, I'm always so proud. Do you get what I mean? Because I feel like we came into the space in 2018 where things are chilled a bit. Things are thawed. Yeah. And then there was an injection of younger presenters who came in, and then everybody was on like on some steroid P and just trying to be game. And things have just gotten better over the last 5+ years. So I think that would be the impact that I know that I'm most cognizant of, right? So when
the one that you know.
That I know of, right? The other impact, I sort of understand it. But it's always from a, and I think it's a good thing. I'll explain why. Because it keeps me focused. It's always from a distant, I have a distant relationship with it. So if whether it's with the music space and the people that we've supported and they've blown up, or it's
I'm coming to that,
or it's in the audience. A guy called me on Friday morning, was being my star listener, and he was like, oh man, it's sad that today is my last day. He's been listening to me since he was 14 years old. He's 20 now. He's done, he finished secondary school, he's done
that's
uni.
That's crazy.
And he's been listening to me for the last 6 years. And I was like, oh, incredible. Right? It's the kid who calls me, the 7-year-old kid calls me to say, oh, they won a prize for punctuality at school. I'm not asking, they just call me to tell me that. You know? In my old job in Benin, I had a dad who used to send me his kids' end of term report card.
That's crazy.
You know, and the kids would call me and said, oh, you know, this, I'm sorry I didn't get to first at this second. I'm like, oh no. There's a mom in my DMs texted me and said she and her boys, 3 boys, one is 15 getting ready for college, she said, another is 12 and another is 11, and they listened on their way to school, and they were like, oh my god, I can't believe it's the last day. And I asked for their name so that I could send them a voice note via their mom's phone. Is the woman who and a 6-year-old child who a 6-year-old child's favorite bit is you can't make this stuff up, like many people. Do you get what I mean? But that she goes to school and she tells the stories again to teachers, to students, and those things. It's because you see radio as a medium, and you know there's so many competing media now, right? But radio as its own medium, this is interesting because World Radio Day is actually on the 14th. But radio as a medium is such a powerful and intimate tool, right? That we who work in it sometimes forget just how close we are and how involved we are in people's lives, right? And to be able to create a show that cuts across from a 7-year-old kid. I told you, I forgot there's a 60+ year old pensioner. On Friday, he texted me, I was like, I didn't hear the news. I just tuned in and they said you were leaving today and stuff. All the best and so on. I mean, his kids are out the coop and he's just by himself. And he was like, he doesn't listen for all the bad news in Nigeria. He's lived for 60+ years. There's nothing to tell him. He'd rather just get positivity, joy, and from the show, right? So when you get a show that's spanning from 5, 6, 7 year olds to 60+ and everybody in between. And this is a show designed for people who are between 18 and 24, right? But we've created content in a city, for a city that it expands, and just the lives of people that thought, bro, when the video that was sent when my colleague Lulu, shouts Lulu, had prepared a surprise audio package from Yanore. I didn't know this was happening. She bounced me from the board and she was like, I want to play voice notes for you. And it was special voices from listeners and some of my bosses and so on. And, you know, earlier in the week, a listener asked me the song that I really like at the moment. I want to get it for you because I don't even know what it means, but what it means is not like a farewell song. It just, it, to me, it's a feel good song. Do you know what I mean? And, sorry, just a minute.
Yeah. Context, EDK is going through his phone looking for the song.
Yeah, I'm looking for the song. It's a South African song by Kabza De Small. It's one of my favorite that, so Kabza, I think, for people who don't know, Kabza De Small is a South African producer. He probably do. He's one of the best amapiano producers ever. So the song is called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's called Imitandazo. And, you know, it features Young Stunner, DJ Maparisa, and so on. And I remember the first time I was listening to it, I was like, there's a part of the song that just grabs you, you know. And, like, that's a song I've been playing a lot this year. So a listener had asked, because usually they play a game, they win, and I asked them what song would they would like to celebrate with. And this listener said, it's your last trick. I want to know the song that you like right now, and I want to play that. So on Friday, when Lulu was, she was like, I'm going to play the song that you can't get out. And she played it. Now, earlier when I played that in the week, somebody had posted on X, Twitter, that this song, that they are crying now. This was Tuesday, that this song feels like a farewell song. And they are crying now. And on Friday, another person that sent a video on WhatsApp. He was driving and the song was playing and he had tears. And I mean, when I saw that, I sort of broke down. And all this is happening while I have to deliver a radio show, by the way, remember, because it's still within the show.
Yeah.
It's like 8:30 in the morning, for God's sakes. Yeah. And yeah, I've seen a lot of that in the last week. I've heard all sorts of things about myself that, you know, I think sometimes the best reflection of yourself is the people whose lives you impact, right? I think that's what I've really been blessed to see. And I'm happy I'm seeing it as like, I'm alive.
Yeah, this is not so important.
It's not like I passed away and people are saying all those nice things. My Instagram post that I made that I was about to leave was just when I can't caption because Instagram won't let me comment. So I just posted the video. It's like 400 plus comments.
For context, EDK's DMs is acting like that woman that her oil just kept refilling in the bag.
Even if he responds to all the DMs, more DMs are coming, man.
It's a mess.
It's been, I think in terms of impact, I that part of it, impact, I see it better now. But I just learned that my impact, like I see myself better now through the impact I've made in people's lives. And that just, it humbles me. But it also really tells me that I didn't come here to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want to ask you a question that I don't think you've been asked before. Now, this is linked to Odumodu.
Ah, my favorite guy.
Big Kala. Odumodu is always showing you love.
Yeah.
What impact do you think you had in his career? I'm not asking from a place of you taking the credits for his glory.
Oh, no.
I'm just asking like what you think.
Of course not.
Because he's always showing you love.
Of course
not. What impact did you have in... Okay, go ahead. Commercial break. We're back from a commercial break. EDK, over to you.
Yeah. So you hadn't asked a question. What impact did I have on the movie?
Yes,
career?
Yes.
I did my job.
But you did more than your job, though, because...
No, I did my job. I'll explain. It's my job to... come into a new city. And this is not the first time I've done this.
Mm.
It's not the first artist who treated
me. Yeah, I just singled him out because he's an Abuja.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I'm saying like, the last city I spent major time in was my home city, Benin, right? A lot of artists say that. But you see, I did my job and that's the thing. So the thing is, I get it. In Nigeria, we give a lot of credit for people who go above and beyond. And in ways I did. But at the core of it, Kati, I actually did my job. An artist came to me, a group of artists, because he was, you know, the anti-war gangsters, amongst many other artists in Abuja at the time, submitted music. We liked this music played on the hottest news station in the capital. And I was like, yeah, let me hear this. Great stuff. Recommended it to the people who run the playlist. and it got on there. Now, the difference is I didn't make this exorbitant request for money or anything like that. I liked it. I genuinely showed love. And maybe, I'm not going to say I'm a prophet. Maybe I saw the future. Because even then, you could tell that this guy is grinding.
You could always tell.
This thing is not... It's not normal. It's not normal. You could tell when he's talking to you, even from 2018.
His conviction.
His conviction. He put out the video before the track with Skepta dropped, Django Rivera with Idris Elba. He put out the video from an interview he and the entire World Gang had with me.
That was 2019. Crazy.
And he mentioned that one of these days, people like Skepta are going to come to Abuja.
That's ridiculous.
And essentially come on this thing. Do you get what I mean? So, of course, I had to create an environment for that to pop, right? Because it's not the first time like Abuja is having a big artist. There's been big artists who have blown out of Abuja before. MI, Star Plus, all these other guys. MI claimed just, but Crowd Mentality was shot. Chocolate City headquarters was in Lobito Crescent. ABJ, the ABJ boys at the end of it. So Abuja has had these seasons of, and this is just, I believe, another season, right? So we're in a period where there was a bit of a lull. There hadn't been a blown artist from ABJ in a long time. And it's taking some time to build up to this. So I believe that maybe I just had my role, you know? Give their songs as many spins. Get them as many Shazams. Get them the data and the numbers to work with the promoters to say, look at what my song is doing on the radio. Look at the damage it's doing. So that when they climb on stage and people react to their music, it's because they've heard it over and over again beyond just streaming it. My job essentially really, bro, apart from entertaining and educating, play music, man, play the music. But more importantly, I had a focus. Play the hell out of homegrown music. Right? And that's, I believe, so much. And there's a trick that they tell you about radio. As a presenter, especially if you didn't grow up in the city you are working in, the moment you go into that city, the moment you start living there, you are now from that city. Do you get? But in the last 6 years, I don't know how many times people have asked me, where are you from? I'm from Abuja. I live here, I eat here, I work here, I breathe here, I make money here. I'm from Abuja, primarily. Before this, the place has on my official documents, I'm from Abuja. Therefore, anything about Abuja, I will shout loudly, right? So, I mean, I'm really obviously proud of him. You know, I love that he's blown up. I'm proud of Psycho IP. I'm proud of the greatest guys on Replay, all the other guys on Anti-World. I'm proud of Bloody Civilian, who used to be called the Mosse. I'm proud of the younger guys that are coming. Jumi, Kishe, Tomi Obanure, the guys at Kingfolk. I'm proud of it because Jason Kanga, the Nkangas. I played two Nkangas on the radio.
Crazy.
I'm proud of it's a group, Famous, who's one of the best R&B singers I've ever heard in my life.
Crazy.
Right? So, bro, I did my job. I gave people airtime and they backed it up with good music and they prospered.
You did. How have the emotions been so far?
Intense.
Because we're coming to the end of the mile. And I just want us to wrap with that.
Intense. Wow, my guy, it's been intense. So,
what are you feeling right now?
Right now, I'm whelmed though. I feel good. I feel hella good. I feel hella good. Just for context, we're recording this episode less than 12 hours from me getting on a plane and leaving Abuja. Are you sniffy, or is that your actual sniffles in real life? No, but look, when I announced on Monday that I'd be leaving, when I announced on air that I'd be leaving, a lot of my friends already knew. You were one of the first people I told. I didn't even sign the contract for my next gig, and I already told you that. Look, these talks are at an advanced stage. Chances are I
Fabrizio.
Will sign. You know what I mean? The chance that I will sign on to this next project and it would require me to leave Abuja for it, right? And essentially, what's happened is we've come to a situation where that time is here. I have, a minute. So it comes to where that time is here, and I'm like, I did not expect the outpouring of love and low-key sadness and just appreciation as well that I got from friends, you know, from my tribe. And I've inserted myself in different sort of groups, but chiefly football and my sort of workspace. And to be thrown two surprise farewell dinners, I don't know how that happens. Because both times I was bloody hell surprised. I didn't expect to see so many people there. And you know what, these things, Katlem was the co-engineer for the last one. I remember how touching that was, really. And everybody said really good things. And some of the guys I don't even have a strong bond with, if you like. And I remember I went back home. I drove back home that night because, again, I was working. I was going to prepare for work for the final week and everything. But that day, I worked so hard, I was tired. But I was like, okay, come. Bro, I packed my car. Just packed my car. I'm going to pick up my things from the back seat and go inside the house. I don't know when NTS came out. I know when I started crying, man.
That's necessary.
Because it was dust, I mean. It was dusty. No, but I think, and I don't think I've said these words out, but seeing the outpouring of love, the appreciation and everything, I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm proud that I stuck it out.
I love that you said that, man.
I'm proud that I stuck it out. I'm proud that I held on to certain convictions. I didn't waver on certain principles. And the results have been more than encouraging. And I'm proud that I've had the impact in Abuja that I did. I'm also proud that I'm leaving at the time that I'm leaving. Because it just
feels, leaving on top, bro.
Yeah, it feels right, you know. So I think this place is always going to have a part of me, man. And it's tough to say goodbye. I can't lie. But yeah, it's been a great run. A lot of people have hit me up with it, and I've checked it out. It's been a heck of a run. One of my favorite books is called The Ride of a Lifetime by Robert Eager.
Just downloaded.
Yeah, it's a great book, bro. And I know I've only done just under 6 years, but what a ride. Yeah.
So I want you to use, just before we land, I want you to use the next 1 minute to just give shout outs.
Bro, first of all, shout out to everybody who thought it was cool to tune into my station and listen to me. And when they heard me, decided this is where they were going to be, you know, and the people who actually reached out to tell me what they liked and what they do. Because people who listen and they don't engage. So it takes extra step to engage with that I've liked. I like my friends that I've met, like you, you know, and we met under very weird circumstances. We met of you listening to the radio and coming because you won tickets, and then knowing you and knowing your family, and then we have Abuja Works.
Yeah.
No one person, you know, like four people that the person knows. Football
community.
I'm grateful to the guys at football. You know, today at football, I got a guard of honor, you know, and
something which has never happened before.
Yeah. First. And it's like I'm the best player there. Yeah. I do okay. I scored two.
No, you did, but come on, man.
But grateful to the friends that I've made that have, you know, really stuck. I don't make friends easily, right? And I don't use the word friend loosely either. It's like really solid people that I'm proud of, that I've become immersed in their lives and their families, and I'm happy to watch them grow as well. So
I'm expecting to hear a couple names.
You want names?
Yeah, just drop. You don't have to like say anything about them. Just drop the names.
No, I mean, bro, it's too many. It's you, obviously, Katalem.
Yes.
There's Remy, who's a great friend of mine. There's Bunye, a friend I recently met. She's great. There's bro, it's even down to people who've been on your show, like Precious, for example.
Fair enough.
You know, first day I met Wana, I was just like, oh, this person is so cool. You know, but there's the guys at football. Like, if I miss anybody's name, sorry. The Nkanga family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I call him my eternal cap, Michael, who's been on your pod.
True.
Amen, Amam.
Jacob,
obviously. Abiodun, who's a
solid guy. Oh, God. Abiodun.
You know I mean, PK, Precious King, who's also a brilliant singer, you know, who I've tried to support on radio. You know, and just my colleagues, you know. Blessing, who
I was about to even try and name them for you. Blessing, Lulu.
Yeah, Lulu as well.
Okay.
Blessing is solid. Surprise she pulled off for me. I couldn't believe it. You know, all the people who have come into Abuja in 2018, since 20 that I've had to train for the network. You know, we've done over 20 people who have come that I've gone to. I've gone to Nairobi and trained the team there. So I mean my bosses have been mostly good, you know. few disagreements on tax here and there. But I don't know that. I don't know that I can say many names, man. It's like my heart is full of appreciation and just love for everybody, and just what it's done for me. And I was saying this to somebody. It's now like the wind beneath my wings, and it's propelling me to like. Bro, the way I'm moving to the next phase is with such confidence.
Yeah.
Because I didn't flop. As a matter of fact, I was told to go number one in this market when I was moving out here. And while I have discrepancies about how the official numbers are, I think they are lies.
Mm.
But off of this farewell, I did it. And I'm happy that I did it. And I can go home and sleep well and said, no, job well done. And that's what you need to hear sometimes.
True.
It's been a job well done.
True. Yeah, bro, Omo, you've done an amazing job so far. Yeah, I always try to tell you as much as I can, which is something I appreciate about our friendship. Yeah. There's no ego. You know, if I feel what you're doing, I tell you. If you feel what I'm doing, you tell me. Which is great, man. But like I always say, bro, the impact you've had is even beyond what you can imagine. Mm. Because I'm sure there's one you can imagine, but then what you've done in this town, Abuja, what's up, ABJ, CDK, brother? Honestly, man, is way beyond what you can imagine. And one thing I always say about impact is that it probably took one person to inspire Obama.
Yeah.
Look at how many people Obama ended up inspiring. So you never know what seed you've planted in someone's life that would take them, maybe it's even in like 30 years, someone would just say, yo, I was listening to this guy in the mornings. And yeah, but my brother, it's been a pleasure having you here again. Mm. This episode was supposed to be 20 minutes.
I was just going to say, we've never, you know, every time you said
look
that.
Look at us. Say, every bro. Single time, yeah. brother. Yeah. That was bordering for 5 minutes. So
I've loved it.
But yeah, we've come to the end of this mile. Thank you for boarding again. Any parting words from you, EDK?
Oh, man.
Let's land the flight at once.
Conviction in what you do is very important in life. You know, there'll be uncertainties. You'll suffer anxiety sometimes. But if you genuinely feel, and this is also because, you know, I've been working on my prayer life as well. If you pray and you hear and you genuinely feel in your heart that what you're doing is the path you're on, don't waver, man. Don't waver. I believe like Messi, like Ronaldo, like name any guy, Michelangelo, Da Vinci, people who have excelled in their field. The one field that, bro, tunnel vision for that. You are free to do a bunch of other things around it. But you see, I feel like what God gifts us certain things. Once you figure out, some people are fortunate to figure out super early, some later in life. But the moment you figure it out, double down. Because that's what carries your name everywhere, bro. Like, I don't know the amount of people that know my name bro, I can't believe people are crying because I'm quitting a job, which is essentially what this is. In simple terms, but on a grand scale, you realize why, and that will never leave me.
Yeah. Drops mic. Like, comment, subscribe. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Let's go.